Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been talking about something truly special, something that's been lighting up the pages with starlight. We've been exploring how children between ages 6 and 7 are in this absolutely beautiful window of development, a time when their hearts and minds are ready to discover the magic of gratitude and positive thinking. If you're wondering how to help your child master gratitude, and become someone who spreads optimism and kindness wherever they go, you're in exactly the right place. And I want you to know something important right from the start. You're already doing beautifully. The fact that you're here, seeking ways to nurture these qualities in your child, shows how much you care. So let's talk about this magical age of 6 and 7. The magic book showed me something wonderful. Research from child development experts at the University of North Carolina reveals that children at this age are experiencing something remarkable. Their brains are developing the capacity to understand gratitude not just as saying thank you, but as a whole experience. They're learning to notice when something good happens, feel happy about it, understand that someone chose to be kind to them, and express their appreciation. It's like watching a flower bloom, petal by petal. And here's what makes this age so special. Your child is developing what researchers call social awareness. They're starting to really see how their actions affect others. They're noticing when someone is kind to them. They're beginning to understand that people make choices to help and care for each other. This is the perfect time to help them develop what I like to call gratitude mastery, the ability to recognize goodness and appreciate it deeply. Now you might be thinking, how do I actually do this? How do I help my child become someone who notices the good things and feels genuinely grateful? The magic book has shown me some wonderful approaches, and they're backed by research from positive psychology experts. First, let's talk about what gratitude really means for a 6 or 7-year-old. It's not about forcing them to say thank you at the right times, though that's part of it. It's about helping them develop the ability to notice when something good happens. Maybe a friend shared their snack. Maybe you made their favorite dinner. Maybe the sun came out after the rain. When we help children pause and notice these moments, we're teaching them to see the goodness that surrounds them. Research from the University of New England shows us something powerful. When children practice gratitude regularly, they develop stronger emotional regulation skills. They feel more satisfied with their lives. They experience more positive emotions. And here's the beautiful part. These benefits grow over time. The gratitude practices your child learns now create pathways in their brain that support optimistic thinking for years to come. So how do we make this practical? How do we weave gratitude into everyday life? Let me share some approaches that the magic book and research both support. One beautiful practice is the gratitude conversation at bedtime or dinner time. You might ask, what made you smile today? Or who was kind to you today? And here's the key, you share your own answers too. When your child hears you notice and appreciate good things, they learn that this is how we move through the world. You're modeling gratitude mastery. Another approach is helping your child connect their feelings to the kind actions of others. When someone does something nice, you might say, "How did that make you feel when your friend shared with you?" This helps them link the good feeling to the kind action, which is exactly what gratitude is. They're learning that kindness creates happiness, and that's a powerful lesson. The magic book also reminds us that children learn through stories. And this is where I want to tell you about a story that beautifully demonstrates these ideas. It's called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, and it's about Lucas and Ella, two children who discover something magical. They learn that when they help a scared child, their caring actions create ripples of positive change. They see that their kindness matters, that it makes a real difference in the world. This story is perfect for teaching gratitude mastery because Lucas and Ella learn to appreciate their own ability to help others. They recognize the positive outcomes of their thoughtful actions. They discover that caring and kindness have real power. When your child experiences this story, they're learning that gratitude isn't just about receiving. It's also about recognizing the good we can create in the world. After you share this story with your child, you might ask them, how did Lucas and Ella show kindness? How do you think their actions made others feel? These questions help your child connect caring behaviors to positive outcomes, building that foundation for gratitude and optimistic thinking. Now, let's talk about positive psychology leadership. This might sound like a big concept, but it's really quite simple and beautiful. It means your child becomes someone who notices the good, appreciates it, and helps others see it too. They become a light in their classroom, their friend group, their family. They're the child who says, "That was really kind of you," or "I'm so glad we're friends," or "This is going to be fun." Research shows us that children who develop these positive psychology skills don't just feel better themselves, they actually influence the emotional climate around them. They help their friends feel more optimistic. They contribute to a more positive classroom environment. They spread kindness like ripples in a pond. And here's something the magic book wants you to know. This doesn't mean your child will always be happy or never have hard days. Positive psychology isn't about pretending everything is perfect. It's about having the skills to notice the good even when things are challenging. It's about resilience and hope and connection. So what can you do today, right now, to support your child's journey toward gratitude mastery? Start with one simple practice. Tonight at dinner or bedtime, share one thing you're grateful for and ask your child to share one thing too. Keep it simple, keep it genuine, and do it regularly. Notice when your child shows gratitude or kindness and name it. You might say, "I noticed you thanked your teacher today. That was thoughtful." Or, "You seemed really happy when your friend shared with you." These moments of recognition help your child see their own growing capacity for gratitude. And share stories that show gratitude and kindness in action. Stories like the Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane give children a mirror to see these qualities in themselves and a window to imagine who they can become. The magic book and I believe in your child's beautiful heart. We believe in your wisdom as a parent. And we believe that this age, 6 and 7, is such a special time to plant these seeds of gratitude and watch them grow into something truly wonderful. You're doing such important work, wonderful parent. You're not just raising a child, you're nurturing a heart that will spread light in this world. And that is truly magical. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.